Chapter 2. Count Dracula stood outside the castle. He was a tall, old man. He had a long, white moustache. "Hello, Mr. Harker," he said. Jonathan shook the Count's hand. Jonathan thought, "His hand is very cold. It's like a dead man's hand." The Count smiled at Jonathan. He stopped being scared. Jonathan and the Count sat by the fire. They talked until it was late. The Count had very sharp teeth and very pale skin. He didn't look like a normal man. Jonathan went to sleep. Dracula left a note for him. The note said, "I'll be busy today. I'll see you tonight." Jonathan ate breakfast. Then he looked around the castle. There was a lot of expensive furniture in the castle. There were no servants in the castle, and there were no mirrors. "There's something very strange here," thought Jonathan. Jonathan had a small mirror with him. The next day, he wanted to shave. The Count stood behind Jonathan, but he had no reflection. Jonathan was so scared, he cut himself with the razor. Dracula saw the blood on Jonathan's neck. He tried to bite him. Luckily, Jonathan had the cross around his neck. The cross forced Dracula away. Dracula picked up the shaving mirror. He threw it out of the window angrily and left Jonathan in his room. "Why doesn't the Count eat or drink?" he thought. He got more frightened. He wanted to explore the castle. He tried to open lots of doors, but they were all locked. He was a prisoner of Count Dracula. The Count told Jonathan, "Write letters to the solicitor and your fiancée. You're staying here for a month." Jonathan wrote the letters. "Sleep only in your room. It's dangerous to fall asleep anywhere else," said the Count. Jonathan ignored the Count. He forced open a locked door and fell asleep. Three women came to see him. They had red lips and sharp teeth. One of the women tried to bite his neck. Count Dracula appeared. "He's mine! I'm not done with him," the Count said. "When I'm done with him, you can bite him." The Count gave the women a bag. It had a small child in it. The women left the room. Jonathan woke up in his own bed. "Was that all a dream?" he thought. The Count wore Jonathan's suit. Jonathan saw him. The Count stole children. A woman came to find her missing child. The Count sent wolves to eat her. Jonathan climbed the castle wall. He climbed in the Count's window. The room was full of coffins. He opened one of the coffins. Dracula was asleep in the coffin. Jonathan was terrified. He ran back to his room. At the end of June, the Count said to Jonathan, "You can go home tomorrow." Jonathan went to his room. The Count was outside the door. Jonathan heard him. "Tonight is mine. Tomorrow night is yours," the Count said. Jonathan opened the door. The three women stood outside his door. Jonathan prayed for his safety. The next morning, Jonathan climbed to Dracula's room. He was asleep in his coffin. He looked younger than before. There was blood at the corner of his mouth. Jonathan picked up a shovel and tried to kill Dracula. It bounced off his forehead. Jonathan stole some gold from Dracula and tried to escape.